cared the ball. I'm very proud of our seniors.
I thought they competed their tail off and did a good job. Midfielder, Danny Groot, I told him after the game I thought he was a warrior, and I think Jeremy Sievers helped us big time. Got a little unsettled in the third quarter. A lot of crap over on the box, a lot of garbage going on. But I never felt like when that stuff was going on that that it was just mayhem, but it wasn't, there was nothing going on. the coaches weren't yelling at each other, the kids weren't. It is what it is. I thought in the fourth quarter, we played better. We played with a passion. We had some opportunities. They made some saves. The stats are what they are.
Dave, that last play, grand shot. How did you see that unfolding? Was that a combination of a good shot and a good play?
Well, I think Ryan Young did a good job of getting left-handed, getting topside. And Grant, they had to come to help him, and Grant faded. And I think the ball was a little low. From what I remember, and I think Grant was caught it down by his ankles. He was falling down, and the kid made a nice save. Grant made a nice catch. Ryan made a nice look, and Gravazza made a nice save.
Coach, you talked about a little bit of unsettled play going on towards the end. It seemed like you guys were playing clean, playing clear through that point. What was the impact of getting those penalties?
Well, we go from one time. I think they called a ball is rolling out of bounds, and they called our coach with his foot on the line as he caught the ball. It wasn't he said nothing, and I've never seen that call before. That was when we would go from a man up, so I think that changed things. I thought the foul with number four, hits Brent Holmes and everything, and there's kind of a scrum. I'm still looking for Travis Reed's penalty in that. So I think those kind of 50-50 plays, I think they were trying to control the game. And in turn, I don't know what they were thinking.
Did that change about the way?
Well, you go from extra man to 5-on-5. We give up a 5-on-5 goal on the one when the ball's rolling out of bounds. Another one, we give up a six. We should be extra. We're 2-for-3 on extra man, and we should be extra man. But then, let me get back. The things we can control. We can control our effort. We can control our toughness. We can control how well we pass the ball. Those things. I thought today for the things the kids could control, I thought they did an outstanding job today.
Jeremy, it just seemed like you in particular and the team in general seemed to be flowing a little more naturally in the game offensively. Did you see that, and what was it for you?
Yeah, I think we spent a lot of time this week, working on our offense. A lot of guys kind of took it personally, last Friday night, what happened there. So everyone, wanted to play better, and we had a good week of practice, and, we played well. Some things didn't go our way, but, that's how it goes.
Do you feel more, you guys are more aggressive out there in terms of dodging through the alleys and with the attack taking you to the crease? Did you see that at all?
Yeah, we got a lot more looks from up top. Just the way they were covering us, we were able to, dodge down the alley and roll back and get some good looks. So, a lot of that was just, how they were playing us. So, it opened some things up for us,
More so than a mentality of trying to attack and spark something?
We're six guys on an offense. We all do our own thing, as a team. So, I think everyone wanted to play better than we all did last Friday night, and I think we did today.
Dave, your attack was effective in the first half, but I don't think you got any goals out of your attack in the second half. What do you attribute that to?
I think we had a couple shots. I think Grant had some chances. I think Ryan had some chances. I think Michael made some saves. Grant comes around right-handed. He gets stuffed. Ryan comes around right-handed. Michael makes a nice save on that. I think we had some chances. Grant makes a nice cut to get the first goal of the game and makes a tough catch inside. And I think we hit a couple pipes. Grant rattles one off the pipe on an extra man. So, I don't think there was anything different that, what are they going to, how are they going to adjust? It wasn't an adjustment. I thought they made some saves.
How about dropping down on your shots here and attacking? They all seem to drop down instead of just shooting over.
Yeah, we thought there was a place you could actually shoot coming around, and I don't think that if I could have one thing over again, where we placed our shots would be something I would like to. We didn't exactly at times follow. Like Danny scores a nice bounce shot in the middle of the field, and that was something that Danny worked on all week, and he executed that. I think, I think we had some chances that if we had him over again, we probably would shoot him in different spots.
Yeah, Jeremy was over the top. Nice one.
Jeremy gets one on extra man over the top, right? He gets a beautiful move, the one when he kind of re-dodges or goes sweeps down and puts it right in a corner. I think that gave us energy, too. I think Jeremy coming in scoring that, because we hadn't been scoring from the midfield that consistently, and I think that really helped our team with some confidence.
Go back to the craziness that's happening. As you're starting to maybe get your hand on the game, and then it just sort of it didn't happen.
I have no idea what happened there. I've been coaching for 30 years. I never got a minute penalty in my life, and I got one for saying no one knows the call. So that's all I said. There was no curse word. There was anyone like we just kept saying no. It was loud. Nobody could hear the calls. So he said he gave me one for no one knows the call. I said, well, that's the first one I've ever gotten in 30 years, and I would like to curse in order to get one to feel better about it. But again, I can't control what he's thinking. We can control how we play, how we perform, how we execute, and this is the beginning for our team. I want you to know, you watch from here on in, this team's going to start playing better now.
No, what I was saying is not so much all that, but what follows after that, it was like you're in the middle of getting momentum and maybe getting some control, and it's just sort of dissipated.
Well, we go from Jeff Reynolds, we draw a foul on Jeff Reynolds, we would be extra man. We're 2-for-3 on extra man. Next thing, it's 5-on-5. Another one, the ball rolls out of bounds. I have no idea. We would be extra man again. It was unsettling the way things changed so quickly.
Dan, to follow up on Kyle's idea that this is the beginning, it seemed like you really were fired up for this game. And at the end, that goal that you scored to bring it to within one seemed like you were kind of taking the team. Do you feel like right now this is the time for the seniors to kind of bring this team back with a 6-5 record?
Yeah, we kind of talked about this week, seniors need to step up. It's our last game against Hopkins. But, looking at the 6-5 record, there's only so many games left. We kind of want to, cherish our opportunities, and then hopefully, if we play hard and, do what we're supposed to, we got a little bit of time left here. But, we're just trying to take every game one at a time, and hopefully, as we go on, they keep playing. So.
Dave, how's Will doing there?
Sprained his ankle Sunday morning walking. He's got big feet and fell down the steps and sprained his ankle and couldn't get him back. Tried to get him back all week and thought he might play, and then he shut it down before the game.
How much of a difference do you think that just made overall?
I mean, it forced us to change some of the things we were doing. But Travis did a good job, and injuries are part of the game. That's another thing you can't control. So, but we're going to focus on the things. We did a better job clearing today. I thought we did a better job on extra man. Man down, they got a couple opportunities. I thought we competed on ground balls and face-offs. I thought Brent Holmes battled on a face-off. So, all in all, I think we had 12 turnovers. I don't think we've had 12 turnovers in a while playing.
Coach, you had mentioned that you had thought about trying to get Jason Carter to play in the stadium. What changed your mind?
Last week, going into it, he wanted to play against Navy. I told him that if he played against Navy, then Brian was probably going to start against. I would have had to change the rotation, and he said that was okay. So, and I thought Brian Phipps, I thought he played a great game.
Coach, can you talk a little bit just about the rivalry and if there's any frustration for you that things have kind of gone wrong this way last couple?
Yeah, I'm frustrated today, obviously. We were in position to win that game today, and we didn't get it done. So that's what I'm going to – today is what we can focus in on, and, they win games, and we had our chances today, and we let it slip away.
Jeremy, what's the locker room attitude like right now? Where are your head at after a game where you play so well and still lose similar for
your I think obviously everyone's, it's an emotional game, and everyone's upset we lost, but like Coach said, we're turning the corner right now. I mean, I think we played better today than we did against Virginia, and and better than we did against Navy. So I think the results will come. We're doing the right things. So it's just a matter of time. I think we'll get it going here.
In terms of getting a swagger back, getting some confidence, like you guys have been talking about, for both of you, talk about just the poise that you showed even in the last minute in what looked like a game that they might be able to run out, and then getting a goal from Dan, getting the shot.
You know, coach told us, Coach Mann told us on the sideline, you know, 2 goals in 2 minutes is nothing for us. You know, we can score. I think we scored 2 goals in 8 seconds so far, or one time this season. So, you know, the fact that we were down 2 minutes or a minute and a half left, we felt like we needed to get the ball. We could score, and, you know, we got one with 25 seconds up. We got a good shot left, or got a good shot after that turnover. Coming down with Grant's, Kavazi made a good save. But, you know, we were just trying to stay confident and not get too down, and that's what we did. We almost got one. But,
does it make the loss tougher to take, what you guys said at the end, or is it positive that
I'd say it's a little bit of both. You know, it's tough because we're right there, but, you know, we're more confident now. You know, we play better this week than we have probably all season. You know, it sucks that we lost, but, you know, we can move forward from this and get better from it. So,
at the end of the day,
I mean, yes and no. You know, obviously excited to play against Hopkins, especially here. But, you know, it's kind of like today that, you know, my shots just fell, which, you know, hadn't been happening recently. But, you know, that's just the way it goes. But I think, you know, overall, our offense played well. You know, we got some good looks there at the end. You know, our defense played great. They got us the ball back, getting upfield in transition, getting an opportunity, to be there at the end, you know, is really important for our team.
Coach, if you could talk a little bit about having Travis back in on the attack, what kinds of things that opened up for you, chemistry on the big little pick behind
Yeah, well, for Travis been running that anyway. They short it when they're having trouble with our first midfield. I think the bigger change on that was putting Jeff Reynolds back on the first midfield, which forced them to have to short sometime because Jeff was and Jeremy and Danny were having good days. But, you know, Travis is a skilled kid. He scores a big goal right before the half, you know, and does a good job on extra man. And, you know, Travis's minutes have been improving, and with Will's injury, we were forced to play him a little bit more than he's played, so... But, you know, we have plenty of faith and trust in Travis, and I think, you know, he's doing fine for us.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
We worked on it.